From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the West Bank, day one of the three-month ceasefire declared by the major Palestinian factions did not pass calmly. A cell linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement claimed responsibility for the shooting death of a foreign worker near the town of Jenin. Palestinian officials say they're working to bring all groups in line with the truce. In the Gaza Strip, meanwhile, Palestinian security forces finished taking over in areas vacated by the Israelis. For the first time in months, the main north-south road in Gaza was filled with Palestinian traffic. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
South of Gaza City, Salah-Adin Road passes the Jewish settlement of Netzarim. Some of the Palestinians on the road today said it was the first time in 2 years they haven't had to take a long detour. Israeli armored vehicles were nearby, and when settler traffic needed to cross the road heading for Israel, the gates blocking Palestinian traffic swung shut again. But then they reopened in just a few minutes. Palestinians here said they weren't surprised by the West Bank shooting today, but they were glad that so far at least the violence hasn't disrupted the tentative new arrangements here. Further south, near Khan Yunis and the Kfar Darom settlement, the cars still back up at an Israeli checkpoint. But here again, the waits are a matter of minutes, not hours. A cluster of Palestinian security men stands 100 yards or so from the checkpoint. Major Mahmoud Khalil says he can't tell if this is a turning point or just a strange, peaceful interlude. I can't stand here and tell you this is a completely new situation, he says, because I can see the Israelis have only moved 15 or 20 yards back from their old positions. And here I am with just a tent, no office, no nothing. A taxi driver named Hamid pulls over to say thank God the road is finally opened, but why can't it be open all the time? One of Hamid's passengers is an older man named Yusuf, who's coming back to Gaza City after visiting relatives in Khan Yunis. The world knows what's happening, says Yusuf. Yes, I'm happy we got through in a few minutes instead of 7 hours like yesterday, but what about tomorrow? Hamas has already stopped its operations, but we're worried that the Israelis will find an excuse to come back and ruin our celebration. Many of the Gazans who piled in their cars to take to the newly opened road came here, to Beit Hanun in the northern Gaza Strip. Last month, NPR interviewed Nassim Al-Za'anin after Israeli troops damaged or demolished six of his family's homes here. Za'anin says he'll be sleeping on the floor in one of his few inhabitable rooms tonight, now that the tanks are gone. But he doesn't see this withdrawal as a clear step toward peace.
The Israelis, they have to rebuild what they have destroyed. For me, what I think, I never carry a gun. I never talk political. I am only sitting, I'm a civilian with my family, and they destroy my house.
The army said a roadside bomb went off in front of Za'anin's house last month, damaging a jeep and prompting the demolitions. Back on Salah-Adin Road, a man pulls his car over, gives his name as Ahmed, and says he lives in Gaza City, but took advantage of the Israeli troop withdrawal to check on relatives here in Beit Hanun. Although Palestinians follow the news closely, especially about the Gaza Strip, Ahmed is one of several people shocked by what the army left behind. The last time we came here, he said, that field was full of trees and this street was lined with houses. Now so many of them are gone. I was just saying it was better when the road was closed, then I didn't have to see this. But despite the painful sights, most Palestinians are happy to have the freedom to see for themselves and perhaps resume their jobs and recreate something a bit closer to a normal life. In Gaza City, a couple takes advantage of the open roads to hold their wedding. Celebrations will last deep into the night, and Gazans will wake tomorrow to see if Palestinian and Israeli leaders can take another small step toward peace. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.